It's Thursday, August 6th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Fort Wayne is now recognized as a Purple Heart City. State efforts to get young children back into daycare are expanding after Indiana stopped issuing new childcare vouchers to low-income families in 2024. And just when it seemed to be over, Indiana's gas tax holiday will continue. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Fort Wayne is now recognized as a Purple Heart City. During Tuesday evening's City Council meeting, Mayor Sharon Tucker declared Tuesday to be Purple Heart City Day in Fort Wayne. City Council expressed support for the designation as well. Earlier this year, Allen County's Veteran Service Officer Joe Wasson asked the city to pursue the designation. The Military Order of the Purple Heart supports combat wounded veterans and their families, according to a press release from city officials. Wasson coordinated with the national organization to have Fort Wayne added as a partner city. Local representatives on hand Tuesday evening included the Purple Heart Chapter, American Legion Honor Guard, and Legion Riders. National Purple Heart Day will be observed on Friday, August 7th. Indiana used more than $1 billion in federal aid to expand its early learning system. But when that money dried up in late 2024, the state stopped giving new vouchers to low-income families. WFYI's Caroline Beck has more on state efforts to get young children back into daycare.
In April, Indiana put $200 million into a state and federally funded program to help low-income working families pay for childcare. By the end of July, around 3,200 children received a new CCDF voucher. Adam Olson, the director of the office overseeing the vouchers, says they've prioritized handing out the new vouchers to infants and siblings of those already using a voucher.
We fully understand how important that these vouchers are both for families, but also for the broader childcare space as well, which is one of the main reasons that we did target infants and then toddlers.
But it still means over 29,000 children are still on the wait list for a voucher. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
Just when it seemed to be over, Indiana's gas tax holiday will continue. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports Governor Mike Braun is citing a new energy emergency as the cause for the extension.
Last month, while extending the gas tax holiday, Braun said it was the final time he'd be able to do so without input from the legislature. But Braun declared a new energy emergency, citing conflict in Ukraine and the fires in Canada instead of the ongoing conflict in Iran, which the previous emergency was based on. Braun says the new emergency could last an additional 120 days.
This action will make life more affordable for Hoosier families and provide immediate, substantial relief from continuing high gas prices.
The state is estimated to have spent close to $500 million so far on the gas tax holiday. Braun says a strong Indiana economy means the gas tax suspension won't impact other state services. I'm Ben Thorpe in Indianapolis.
Hoosiers in West Central Indiana will soon have results in a very close primary race. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more from our content partners at the Capital Chronicle on the race between a state senator and his President Donald Trump-endorsed challenger.
The commission will meet Monday in the recount that has lasted more than 3 months since the May 5th primary, which certified results show Senator Spencer Deary of West Lafayette with a 3-vote lead over Copenhaver. An order issued by the recount director to set next week's meeting calls it the final hearing in the process. The commission had been scheduled to meet August 18th, ahead of the August 21st deadline for the Indiana Election Division to certify candidates for the November ballot. Attorneys on both sides said that possibly more than 300 ballots remained in dispute for various reasons. The recount commission last week rejected Copenhaver's request to subpoena voters to testify about whether they properly voted in the Republican primary. I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Allen County Councilman Paul Moss won his recount against Evelina Connolly in the Republican primary race for Allen County Commissioner District 3. The former chairman of Indiana's powerful utility regulatory commission was fired from the board Monday. And you can explore the connection between music and the mind every Friday night by listening to Cognitive Grooves with DJ Black Code, a new show from WBOI airing every Friday night at 11. That's Who and What for Thursday, August 6th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.